रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 24 टेक्स्ट नंबर 53। सो एज वी हैव डिस्कस्ड इन प्रीवियस वर्सेस द ब्यूटिफुल फॉर्म ऑफ द लॉर्ड विच हैज बीन डिस्क्राइब्ड बाय लॉर्ड शिवा एंड नाउ लॉर्ड शिवा इन नेक्स्ट कपल ऑफ वर्सेस इज एक्सप्लेनिंग that what is the good thing or most important thing that the sincere person who wants to make progress in spiritual life he should do. So this text number 53, he says, etadrupam manudheyam atmashuddhim adhispatam yad bhakti yogo abhayadaha swadharmam anutishtatam. My dear Lord, those who desire to purify their existence must always engage in meditation upon your lotus feet, as described above. Those who are serious about executing their occupational duties and who want freedom from fear must take to this process of Bhakti Yoga. So there are three things that has explained in this verse. The first thing is that the person who desires to purify his existence, he should always meditate on the lotus feet of the Lord, as described in the previous verse. Then he says that someone who is really serious in executing the occupational duties and who wants to get free from the clutches of modes of material nature, or who wants to get freedom from the fear, then he should accept path of Bhakti Yoga. In the purport, Prabhupada very clearly explains about meditation. Because nowadays, most of the people, they are much more interested in meditation. And that terminology is quite common now or popular. Prabhupada says, the word meditation is very popular in this age amongst the common people. But they do not know the actual meaning of meditation. They follow Patanjali Yoga. And what they do? They do few of the asanas or exercises just to either make them as a slim and trim or reduce fats, etc. But that's not the purpose of yoga. The purpose of yoga to attain the dhyana. And dhyana means meditation on what? As clearly explained here, that one should dheyam. Dheyam means what? They should meditate on the lotus feet of the Lord. As explained in the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, dhyana vad sthita gareina manasa pashanti yam yogina. To think about the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead is the sole goal of meditation. And Lord Shiva therefore advises here that one who is actually serious about purification must engage himself in this type of a meditation or in the mystic yoga system, which will help him not only to see the Lord within constantly, but to see him face to face and become his associate in Vaikuntha Loka or Golok Vrindavan. Again, the next thing that has explained here, that swadharma nishtham. And swadharma anunishtham means following the varnashram system, which indicates the occupational duties of brahmana, kshatriyas and vaishyas. And that can be achieved only by following the path of devotional service. Then further, in the next verse, Lord Shiva, he explains the glory of devotees. He compares the different paths which takes you to the Lord and which one is the best one. So in the next verse, text number 54, he says, Bhavana bhakti mata labhyo durlabha sarva dehinam swarajyasyapyabhitam ekantena atma vidgatihi. Bhavan bhakti mata labhyo. Bhavan means, hey Lord, oh my Lord, who can attain you? Only bhakti mata. Bhakti mata means devotee. Swarajasya abhimitam. Even the king of heaven, he desired to attain the goal of life. But that is attained only by the devotees. That's what he says. Ekantena va atma vidgatihi. Not by impersonalist who wants to merge with the Brahman. They can attain the Lord. But the person who has a devotion for the Lord, he can attain. Because durlabha sarva dehinam. It's not easy for everyone to attain the Lord. It's very difficult. As explained in the Brahma Samhita, that Advaitam Achyutam Anadi Anantarupam Adyam Purana Purusham Navayavanam Vedeshu Durlabham Adurlabham Atma Bhakto. If you want to understand the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, just by reading Vedas, you will not understand him. He says Durlabha, it's very difficult. But Adurlabham Atma Bhakto. But if someone is devotee of the Lord, then it's very easy for him. And the same thing Lord has explained in the Bhagavad Gita. In the 18th chapter, text number 55. Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavan yachasmi tatvataha tato mam tatvato jnatva vishate tada anantaram. One can understand the Supreme Personality as he is only by devotional service. And when one is in full conscious of Supreme Lord, by such a devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God. So thus, one desires to enter into the spiritual world, he must try to understand the Supreme Personality of a Godhead by practicing Bhakti Yoga. Then, in the next verse, he says, Tam durāradhyam ārādhya satāmapi durāpayaha ekānt bhaktya ko vāñcet padamūlam vinā bahihi. He says, my dear Lord, pure devotional service is even difficult for liberated persons to discharge. But devotional service alone can satisfy you. Who will take to other process of self-realization if he is actually serious about the perfection of life? So here, Lord Shiva is specifically using one particular word. That word is satam. Satam means transcendentalist. Or who are seeking from the truth. Sata. Sata means absolute truth. And sata means who are in search of the absolute truth. So there are three categories. Jnanis, yogis, and bhakta. Durāradhyam, but it is very difficult for them to attend the Lord. Why? Because jnana makes your heart very hard. Mayavadis or impersonalists, we can see that they are more knowledgeable than anyone else. They read all the books. They quote like back and forth from anywhere, any corner of the scripture. But that jnana makes their heart very hard. And it's very difficult to get nourished or cherished or what we can say. Or it becomes really difficult to plant the Bhakti Lata seed in their heart. So for Jnanis, it's not possible. Na jnanena.
Yogi who performs tapasya said, na tapasa, not by even austerities. Then how you can attain Lord? Bhaktyatu kevala shakya, only by the devotional service. And that is done by whom? What the translation says? Even it's difficult to perform a pure devotional service, to whom? Even liberated people can't do that. Do we think it's very easy to perform devotional service? As compared to other processes, it is said it is very easy. But again it is said, Duraradhya, it's very difficult also. Why? Because to perform devotional service, the first and foremost quality that one needs is simplicity. If your heart is simple, then it becomes very easy to render devotional service. And that's why Maharani Kunti says, Tathaparamahansana munina mamalatmana. Oh my Lord, to glorify you, it's difficult for even Paramahansas. Then what to speak of me? But by your mercy, because of devotional service unto you, it becomes very easy for me to glorify you. So if you have a simple heart, then it becomes very easy to perform this bhakti yoga. Then what is the benefit of performing devotional service? That has explained in the next verse. Yatra nirvishtamaranam kritanto nabhimanyate vishvam vidvam sayan virya shaurya vispurjita bhruvaha. Simply by expansion of his eyebrows, invincible time personified can immediately vanquish the entire universe. However, formidable time does not approach the devotee who has taken complete shelter at the lotus feet of Lord. Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Kaloham Mrityu Sarvaharashaham or Kalosmi Krutanisha Pravrityaha, that he or Lord is like an all devouring death. Everyone has a fear of death. Yes? No? Huh? Nobody has fear.
Yes.
Yes. That's why insurance companies are making business. Huh? Because everyone is afraid of death. Why? Because they consider themselves as a body. And this bodily attachment, the Atma Buddhi, causes real fear in the life. And devotees, they are fearless. Why? Because they identify themselves as a dasa, servant of the Lord. And as explained in this verse by Lord Shiva, who is Lord Shiva? Vaishnavanam Yatha Shambhu. Who is topmost among the Vaishnavas? Who is topmost among the Lord's devotees? What he says? He says, Yatra Nirvishta Aranam. A completely surrendered soul. Kritanto Nabhimanyate Vishwam Vidvamsayan. The time which destroys the whole universe will never goes to them. So they never come under the influence of time. Even death gets afraid of them. In the last para of this purport, Prabhupada says, when Yamaraj, the superintendent of death, was instructing his assistants, he told them not to approach the devotees. What he says? Whom? And who are devotees? Who has taken fully shelter at the lotus feet of Lord. The devotees should be offered respect. He said, but do not go near them.
Thus, the devotees of the Lord are not under the jurisdiction of Yamaraj. Yamaraj is a representative of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, and he controls the death of every living entity. Yet, he has nothing to do with the devotees. Simply by blinking his eyes, time personified can destroy the entire cosmic manifestation. But he has nothing to do with the devotee. In other words, devotional service, which is rendered by the devotee in his lifetime, can never be destroyed by time. Such spiritual assets remain unchanged, being beyond the influence of time. So most important secret has revealed by Lord Shiva here. And that is, the spiritual assets remain unchanged, being beyond the influence of time. And what is that spiritual asset? Whatever devotional service that you have rendered in this lifetime, that never get destroyed, even by the time personified, who can just blink of his eyes, destroys everything. But he can't destroy your this asset. So our eternal asset is devotional service to the Lord. And then he explained the importance of the association of devotees. What it can give you. He says, Kshanardhina pitulaye na swargam na punarbhavam Bhagavata sangi sangasya martyanam kim ut ashishah. He says the greatest benediction in this material world is the association of devotees. And how much? If one by chance associate with a devotee, even for a fraction of a moment, kshana ardhena. What is that? Ardha kshana means? See, Vedic culture has so much to give you. Even it goes in a minute details. Kshana ardha means nimesha. Nimesha means the time that you require to blink your eye. That much amount of time, if you get the association of pure devotee, what happens? That person no longer is subject to attraction by the results of karma or jnana. What interest then can he have in the benedictions of the demigods who are subject to the laws of birth and death? In Chaitanya Chandramrita, Prabodhananda Saraswati, he has wrote one wonderful verse. He says that kaivalyam narakayate tri dashapura akasha pushpayate. Kaivalyam means exactly attaining the impersonal Brahman realization, emerging into the existence of Brahman. That he says kaivalya narakayate. That is like a hell for me. Tri dasha pura akasha pushpayate. All these three swargas, Bilva swarga, Bhauma swarga and Divya swarga, all they become like a akasha pushpa. Means just imagination. When someone associate with the devotees. Why? Because the thing that he is going to get it in the association of devotee is even not get destroyed by the time personification. Then he compares the benediction given by the demigods. They are nothing in front of that, because how many times in Brahma's one day demigods comes and goes? Who has read Bhagavatam? At least Bhagavad Gita. All. In the 8th chapter, it is explained. In the Purport Prabhupada, Sahastra Yuga Paryantam Ahoratra Vido. In that particular verse, Purport Prabhupada writes down the period of Brahma's life. And there he mentions that in one day of a Brahma, there are 14 Manvantaras. And demigods, they live for one Manvantara. So how many times they appear in Brahma's life? 14 times. So 14 times, whatever they give, that gets destroyed. Because one jiva, he becomes demigod. Next life, not necessarily that he will be on the same post. So whatever benediction that he has given to his worshipper, they become null and void once that demigod has gone. But if that person is so fortunate to get association of a devotee, that asset, what he is going to get in that association, it never gets destroyed. Even by this whole universe gets destroyed. Then can you compare the association of devotees with any other thing in the world? That's why he says, Lakshana ardhina na tulayamapi. You can't compare that moment of association with anything in this material world. The greatest asset is Bhagavata Sanghi Sangasya. The word that Shiva has used for devotees is what? Bhagavata Sanghi means? Bhagavata Sanghi means the Lord always walks with them. They are always with in the association of Lord. As Maharaj Yudhishthir, when he saw Vidura, that time he said that Bhavada Vida Bhagavatas Tirthi Bhutas Swayam Viboho Tirthi Kurvandi Tirthani Swantas Tena Gadabhritaha. O Vidura, Vidurji is known as a Mahatma. What do you mean by Mahatma?
Great soul.
Exactly. That's the proper word. Mahatma means, they call Gandhi as also Mahatma. Rajas, today I was hearing Prabhupada. And he says, he was not Mahatma actually. Why? Because he never believed in Krishna. He has his own purport on Bhagavad Gita. His own understanding on Bhagavad Gita. He never believed Krishna as a God. He was thinking that if he caused that massacre, then I reject him because I follow the vow of ahimsa, non-violence. And Krishna had done so much of hinsa. And still he reads his Bhagavad Gita. So what sort of a Mahatma is he? No Mahatma at all, Duratma you can say. Because he never gave the imports of Bhagavad Gita. But Mahatma is a person, as Lord says, Daivi Hesha Mahatmanastumam Partha Daivi Prakriti Mashritaha. Daivi means who has attended the transcendental Prakriti, the transcendental nature of the Lord. That person who has taken shelter of that nature is Mahatma. And if you take association of such a person, and here Vidurji is known as a Mahatma Vidur. And who is he actually? Maharaj Yudhishthir. Maharaj Yudhishthir is considered as a Haridas. There are three personalities who are considered as a Haridas. One is Uddhavji, Yudhishthirji, and Giriraj, Govardhan. So here Yudhishthir, he is calling Vidurji as a Mahatma. And not only Mahatma, he says you are personification of Tirtha. Means? Tirtha means holy place or place of a pilgrimage where people go and they get purified from their sins. Anyasthane kritam papam, tirthasthane vinashyati. If you have done sins in some other place, if you visit the Tirtha, then it gets washed off. But here, the person itself is a Tirtha. And not only Tirtha, he says that you are a person who creates Tirtha. Wherever you go, that place becomes Tirtha. Tirthi kurvanti tirthani. You are that auspicious personality. Wherever you go, that place and that time becomes auspicious. Why is it so? What's the reason behind that? From where and what ability that he gets? From where? What makes him that qualified to make any place auspicious? Swanta stena gadabhritaha. Because they carry their lordship in their heart. And that is called as a Bhagavata Sangi Sangha. And if you have an association of such a person, then what happens? You get that asset which is even not destroyed by time personification. That's the glory of having association of devotees. And we say, we go and we take, you know, we go to Sadhu Sangha, we associate with the devotees. But does it make that much impact on your life? Because being in the association and taking association is different. There are bugs. They are also always there in the Vyasasana or sit where the Mahatmas, they sit and give classes. But do these bugs get delivered? No. So having a just association or being with them will not purify you. But taking their association will purify you. Like there is one person, he was a baniya. What do you call? Merchant. Only baniya can know. He was a merchant. And he had a son who was newly married. So he thought that, let me give him some samskaras. So town, one sadhu came and he was giving Bhagavat Sapta. So he asked his son, okay, I will relieve you for 7 days from all duties. You go and attend Bhagavat Sapta. So he went. And 7 days, very sincerely, he heard. And after that, again, he came and rejoined or resumed his routine work. So one customer came and he asked for how much for this, how much for that. Then he was explaining, this is for like a 90 bucks, this is for 100 bucks, this is for 120. Then he said, okay, get me that 120. So he got the piece of cloth for him and he was giving it to him. And suddenly father from backside, he said, no, it's not for 120, it's for 180. Then that boy got surprised. He said, my father is lying. Last week only I sold it for 120. How it became 180 today? Then somehow or other, he wanted to talk to his father. But again, he thought that no need to argue in front of the customers. So he just kept quiet. His father sold that for 170. And then he said, father, why you are lying actually? Then he said, from where you have learned all these things? My son. Then he said, father, actually I went for that sapta, for katha. And there that sadhu was telling that one should not lie even for his, for business. One should be very honest. Then, oh, Hindi mein theek rahega. Bolta, maine tujhe sang karne ke liye bola tha. Rang badalne ke liye nahi bola tha. मैंने तुमको संग करने के लिए बोला था रंग बदलने के लिए नहीं बोला था बिकॉज इंग्लिश डज नॉट हैव दैट पंच सी जनरली व्हाट हैपेंस संग एंड रंग दीज आर लाइक rhymes type things, rhymings. So sangha means association and ranga means changing your attitude. So you may associate go and be with the sadhus, but don't change your attitude. So, generally we take association like that. We come here, sit here, here. ठीक है यार, अच्छा था, उनके पास ही रहने दो.
उनके लिए अच्छा.
So generally we go associate with devotees and think that it is good for them. It was really nice, you know, but keep it with you. I am not carrying with me. But when you take association, means you carry that thing with you. So, to carry you, something at home today is what? What we have discussed for last four shlokas. First thing that we discussed? Meditation. Meditation on the lotus feet of the Lord. What that will give you? What is there in the verse? Don't, if you don't know, say clearly that we don't know, but don't assume. In the text 53, it said that whoever wants to purify his existence, what he should do? He should meditate on the lotus feet of the Lord. Second thing he says, that if you want to get freedom from all the fears, what you have to do? Take the path of devotional service. That you have to carry with you today. These two concepts that need to be get cleared. Otherwise, theek hai, unke liye hai. The next verse is what he has explained about. He compares all the processes through which you want to attain the Lord. And he says, only devotees can attain the Lord. Duraradhya aradhya. Satam api durapaya. Even for the transcendentalist like a jnani, karmi or bhakta, only bhakta can know the Lord. Bhavan. Bhagavatam, only the person who has a devotion for the Lord, he can attain the Lord, no one else. And then the importance of association of devotees, that has explained. See, unless and until you respect devotees, you will not make progress in spiritual life. Because Lord himself, he respects his devotee. And if someone disrespects him, then what happens? It becomes really tough to please their lordship. And lords get pleased with them who pleases their devotees. And that's why the glory of devotee association has explained in this verse by Lord Shiva himself. So unless we understand the importance of association of devotees, it becomes very, very difficult to practice the path of bhakti. Hare Krishna. Granthara Ashramad Bhagavatam ki. Jai.